Hey guys, Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I lined up three altos for your sound file today. We're doing Martins, so this should be fun. This has been long overdue. I've got a Committee 3, a Committee 2, and a Martin Centennial. The serial number on the Martin Committee 3, the Martin alto, is a 163,000 serial number, so it's 1947. The Committee 2 is 139, so 1940. And the Centennial is also from 1940. And if you're familiar with that model, any, it has some traits that are part Committee 3, part Committee 2, and some unique ones that are only on that model. Just a little bit on the pad setups on these. They are a little different. The Committee 3 was rebuilt here at Worldwide Sax, so it has our vintage standard repad. So it has medium-sized flat metal resonators. The Committee 2 was rebuilt elsewhere, and it has a Selmer-type setup with the plastic resonators. And the Martin Centennial has yet to be rebuilt, so it has rivet only, no resonator. If it plays a little rough, that's why. Here's the Martin Committee 3, the Martin Alto. Here's the second sax, the Martin Committee 2, Lion and Crown engraving. My fingers were sliding off of that one. Switching over to the Martin Centennial. And don't forget, if it sounds a little funky or a little clinky, it's because it hasn't even been rebuilt. I think it's on some 1940 pad setup throughout in a couple spots. Wow. And for reference, on the mouthpiece today was a woodwind. It's my bench mouthpiece with the metal band. So Bob Carpenter refaced the tip, and if I remember correctly, I think it's 74 thousandths the tip. And Alexander 2.5 reed. I'm not sure if you can hear the differences. What did I hear playing? A little bit darker fat resonance within the Committee 2 versus the Committee 3. Still very smooth Martin tone. And if anything, I almost feel like my playing here on the Centennial has a little bit of a higher, crisper tones coming through. But I'll have to hear the recording back.